A year ago, the news was full of stories about unaccompanied kids from Central America fleeing gang violence by heading north. Reporter Julia Longoria of station WNYC caught up with some of those kids after they'd made it to Hempstead, New York, a town on Long Island. The kids had reunited with their families, but at the beginning of last school year, they had a rough start. It was difficult even getting registered for school. Now Julia's checked back in with one Hempstead school district to see how the children are adjusting to life in the United States.
All right, so do you go to this school here?
No, we attend Hempstead High School.
Okay, got it.
Jessica and Maria go to high school on a tree-lined street. But when I meet them, they're checking out another school, downtown. It opened last year, and it's still a little bit of a mystery to them.
This school, I just know that the kids that come from their country attend this school.
It doesn't look like a school because it's a converted bus depot, next to a Dunkin' Donuts and a pharmacy. But it's where students like René Pineda have been going to class. He's 17 and from El Salvador.
La misión es aprender el inglés.
Walking out of class, he says his mission here is to learn English. He seems pretty chill about it, considering what he did last summer. He trekked almost 3,000 miles from El Salvador, crossing the U.S.-Mexico border on foot. He met his dad here, who's been working in Hempstead for 14 years.
Mi futuro... que quiero es lograr ser un gran policía.
He says eventually he wants to study to be a cop. But when he tried to register at the high school, the one on the tree-lined street, officials told him there's no room here. Come back later. Then a couple weeks passed, and classrooms at this old bus depot opened.
Yo me llamo Javier Llanes.
It's cool.
Javier Llanes.
Javier Llanes, another student, chimes in. He also came up last summer from Central America.
Que no es suficiente, Carl.
He says he's not learning enough here. All his classmates speak Spanish. There's nobody to practice English with. School officials wouldn't let me inside this makeshift high school. But a state investigation set off alarms about its low standards. Jason Starr of the New York Civil Liberties Union observed a science class here.
And the teacher was holding up large print photos, and she was saying, like, this is, in Spanish, this is an aguacate. In English, it's avocado, which is not science, right?
He says one kid looked insulted at the level of instruction. Back in November, the students were told this is temporary until there's room at the big school. But by the start of the summer, they were still here. To learn why, I headed to a school board election happening 10 minutes away.
Hi.
Who you want to vote for?
Some people there said the recently arrived kids from Central America are a real issue in the district. Some have a name for them.
The Border Babies.
That's Thomas Parsley, a community organizer. He gets that the kids here need to go to school. That's their right.
So if these children came unaccompanied, they're still entitled to services and education and everything. And they might need additional social services support also because they don't have anybody. But why here?
Many of the kids I talked to did have someone here, though, a parent or a relative. Central Americans have been settling in Hempstead for decades. It's now about half African American, half Latino. And the schools have been underperforming for years. Low graduation rates, low funding. Some Latino advocates say the new Central American kids are scapegoats for these old problems.
You are all supposed to be for the children.
I want to talk to you because I'm tired of people lying.
Carlos Encarnacion is passing out flyers in support of the only Latina on the school board.
Here, we perceive, you know, like animosity against a group of students because they speak a different language. In my book, that only has one name.
Then, things get a little heated.
Let me tell you about the Spanish community.
I'm talking to her.
A fist fight almost breaks out. Shelley Brazley, a school board member, says this kind of thing happens all the time in Hempstead.
Our biggest problem is we just don't talk to each other.
She also blames a lack of school leadership. A state investigation showed the superintendent here was overpaid by $30,000 and didn't do anything to correct it. And she didn't respond to interview requests. The state has stepped in, but not with money. Instead, they asked the school board to appoint a watchdog to make sure all kids are properly registered. School officials say the plan is to close the temporary school this year. But Javier isn't optimistic.
Pero no creo porque dicen unos güeros que está muy lleno el otro, no hay cupo para nosotros. A ver.
He He says he still hears the main school is full. He fears he's stuck here. For The World, I'm Julia Longoria, Hempstead, New York.